Well, joining me now as we wrap up the day's markets action is independent analyst Jimmy Muyaha. Thanks so much for your time, Jimmy. Quite thin trading today as the US markets are closed. Also, the FTSE 100, which we were also on holiday. But anyway, we'll wait for June 16th. there was some good news that came out over the weekend in the US that Biden and McCarthy had reached an in-principle deal over the weekend. Of course, it still does need to pass through Congress. Have the markets taken it in? If they have, how?
Well, it's one thing to sort of reach an in-principle deal for an event that we would hopefully be surprised by. But if you take a look at what's happened, this is the 79th agreement or the 70-somethingth agreement of adjusting the debt ceiling. So hardly a surprise to the market, not really too much of a reaction on the futures side. U.S. futures up about 1% or so. We might see that there might be trades tomorrow as markets come out of Memorial Day in the U.S. and the banking holiday in the U.K. as well. So that is still a possibility. But all in all, I think it was a very sort of muted response considering where the Fed is currently positioned from their decision-making point of view, and considering that we've seen this happen every single time that the U.S. has reached their debt ceiling. So hardly a surprising turn of events in that regard.
Well, surprising turn of events is Telkom. They didn't announce anything, actually, because they are in a closed period. But we did hear that a consortium that's led by former CEO Sipho Maseko with a Mauritius-based Sipho Maseko's investment vehicle Afrifund, together with a Mauritius-based company, what is the company, Axian Telecom, that would be backed by the PIC, which currently does have a shareholding in Telkom, that consortium would be going after a 35% stake in Telkom. So obviously we have seen the surge in the share price there, about 11%. What are you making of what that could mean for Telkom?
Well, I mean, 11% is a relative figure, right? Because if you had a look at Telkom's share price around mid-May, the share price came all the way down to 22 Rand, had about a 22% drop in a week. And we're still far off from the surge that we saw when there was a rumor of MTN getting involved in Telkom. So very positive news for Telkom. But again, the positivity is relative considering that the share price was at some point in this month sitting below 25 Rand a share, and we're still below 30 Rand a share. So I want to see the conditions of the deal going forward, what we potentially see, because as I said, when MTN came out with this announcement, the share price surged to well above 55 Rand, but that didn't go through, and the share price subsequently tanked. So not too keen to get ahead of ourselves at this stage, but is representing some signs of positivity to see that there is additional interest. Of course, MTN wouldn't weigh in or comment on this interest from this new consortium, but it'll be interesting to see how the deal is structured, given that a lot of the focus in Telkom as well comes through in its infrastructure business as well. Is the deal going to now enhance? Obviously, it'll enhance the consortium's infrastructure reach, but how will they then navigate the infrastructure usage? Is the business still planning, or is Telkom even planning on unbundling the infrastructure side of their business and doing something else with that? So not wanting to get ahead of ourselves on the Telkom deal just yet.
Okay.
I think let them go through the close period, go through what we know about the deal, but it's nice to see that someone's interested in the business.
All right. Well, talking about interest in businesses, Zeda, quite interesting that there hasn't really been a lot of interest in the stock since it listed in December. We had further pressure today after the release of those interim results. Of course, their first one since they listed. They kind of had a carrot-shaped growth where there was this double-digit growth in revenue. But then as you went down to the bottom line, then you get to that tepid 4% growth in headline earnings per share, and then they also didn't declare a dividend. What do you make of those results and the market's reaction there?
And that's exactly what the market saw. What you and I saw is that, yes, great to grow revenues by more than 20%, but does it filter through to shareholder value? And if not, why is it not coming through to shareholder value? I mean, since Zeda has listed, we've seen that the share price has been under some level of pressure. They're trading below the 10 Rand a share at this stage. And today they were down 3% off the back of what looked like really good results at a top level, you know? And so the question then is along the lines of, number one, what is Zeta doing to enhance the shareholder value and to ensure that going forward they do get to a point where dividend is on the table? But number two, is the current climate and the current environment conducive to Zeta's operating model? So yes, Zeta has said that they're increasing leases, they're increasing short-term and long-term revenues and that sort of thing. But you look at the current situation in South Africa as one of the 10 countries that they operate in on the African continent, and it's not conducive to sort of a car rental market for travel and that sort of thing, especially if you look at domestic travel at a corporate level. Yes, if the tourism side of it recovers, as they have mentioned in their statement, saying that a lot of their expected growth is going to come from international travel in that's coupled with sort of leases and coupled with chauffeur services with the international visitors. But the tourism sector in South Africa has proven that it's come out of COVID not in the best shape of what we thought and hasn't recovered at the same pace that other sectors have recovered at. And so that could be something that's weighing in on investor sentiment, is that your anticipation of, or your planned improvements around the state of the demand side of your business is not really where we projected it would be at this point coming out of COVID, but also more importantly for shareholders, you're not paying a dividend, headline earnings per share are not growing at a significant pace. What's happening with the overhead? Those sorts of questions are still coming up. Obviously, Zeta is still very new and you must give them a bit of credit to say the business is still adjusting to having only been listed quite recently. So that's obviously going to be, investors might want to say, I want to see a bit more history, a bit more trade on the company. What's the lowest the company will go before we get involved? Those are factors that might weigh in as well.
So maybe a wait and see on that front. Well, let's get to your stock pick for today. Jimmy, what will it be?
The difficult one, SA Inc. is not doing as well as I'd like it to be doing at this stage. So SA stocks are quite difficult. A lot of them are pointing downward. And to move money offshore is at a ridiculously expensive rate. So for the moment, we're going to sit on cash.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I get your point on that, Jimmy. Quite a lot that is happening, quite a lot of volatility in the markets. So I hear you on that. Thank you so much for your time and for your insights today on what has driven the markets. That was independent analyst Jimmy Muyaha.